Well, Americans who are not able to vote early may have to take time off of work to make it to the polls on Election Day, if they're allowed to. Warehouse workers for Amazon are threatening to walk off the job later this week unless the company gives all of its employees paid time off to vote. There is no federal requirement on companies to provide time off for voting, but the Amazon workers are part of a broader push this year for employers to make it easier for Americans to cast their ballots. Let's bring in Victoria Shineman, Assistant Professor of Political Science at the University of Pittsburgh. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So far, Amazon has not said they'll give warehouse workers paid time off to vote, but other companies have, including Walmart, which of course is the country's biggest employer. Are we seeing more companies adopt this policy this year, and what's driving it?
Yes, absolutely. The number of companies that have taken on voluntarily to provide their workers with either time off for voting or paid time off for voting has increased substantially. In 2018, there were about 400 companies that came together under the Time to Vote initiative that was founded by Levi Strauss and Patagonia and PayPal. The goal of Time to Vote in 2018 is they were going to try to get 1,000 companies by 2020. Let me see, as of today, I saw 1,667 companies have signed on to this initiative. Visa and Macy's, TripAdvisor, Bank of America. You see companies across a diversity of different types of industries as well.
This is interesting because there's no federal requirement for time off to vote. How many states mandate companies offer time off to vote? And what kind of state laws really govern time off on Election Day?
Yeah, I mean, I think a big reason a lot of these companies are taking the initiative privately is because there are very few public protections, right? We have no federal law that guarantees people time off to vote on Election Day. There are some states, so I believe there's 11 states right now that have created Election Day as a civic holiday. There's about 30 states that have some sort of law. Sometimes they'll require companies to give you just a couple hours. Sometimes they require paid time off. But as of now, there's 20 states in the country where no citizen is guaranteed time off, even unpaid time off on Election Day.
Do we know if having time off for voting actually affects voter turnout?
I mean, I think the intuitive answer is obviously it would. It's hard to measure the effect of any election policy because so many things change at once. But if you ask people who don't vote why they didn't vote, the most common answer we get is that they couldn't find the time. You know, America is one of the only countries in the world that has its federal and national elections on a weekday, on a Tuesday. And that might have been convenient in America in 1845 when they created the policy. But for a lot of workers and a lot of parents, it's not a convenient day anymore.
That's really interesting. How does America compare with other democracies around the world when it comes to this? You mentioned, of course, many places allow people to vote on the weekend.
By far, the most common day for elections in democracies across the world is on the weekend, almost always on a Sunday, sometimes on a Saturday. The United States, it's interesting because we selected Tuesday as our election day because it was the most convenient day for Americans in 1845. You know, at that time, eligible voters were Christian farmers who traveled by horseback. So voting on a Tuesday was convenient because they could observe the Sabbath on Sunday, leave home on Monday and travel to the polls. And they could vote and then they could be back home in time for market day, which was commonly held on Wednesdays. So Tuesday was actually picked because it was the most convenient in the 1800s. But of course, America has changed since then.
Yeah, we're a long way from the 1800s. You know, this time around, about 60 million people have already voted early or mailed in absentee ballots in this election. That's according to the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida. Does the growing trend toward early voting and mail-in voting make time off to vote less necessary, in your view, since many states allow people to vote over a period of weeks instead of just on Election Day?
I would say all of those policies make it easier for people to vote in different ways. Access to early voting and excuse-free vote by mail are not universal. That's one thing that the Amazon workers have emphasized, is that some of them are protected by state laws, but a lot of them are not. Some of them live in states that have no access to alternative methods of voting and have no state protection for time off. The types of people who are most affected, right, when we make voting more costly or we make it more difficult to vote, the populations who are most affected are the people with the fewest resources. Those tend to be low-income families. They tend to be single parents, people working minimum wage jobs or working multiple jobs. Those populations are most affected. So any policy we implement that would make it easier for people to vote is going to affect disadvantaged and underrepresented populations more so than the rest of the population. And just one thing to note is that if we were to make Election Day a national holiday, not everybody gets the day off on a national holiday. If you think of the businesses that are open on the 4th of July or Thanksgiving, those businesses tend to be operated by hourly wage workers and often minimum wage workers. Making Election Day a holiday would make it more convenient for more people, but the people who are left out are those who are already more disadvantaged in society.
How do you think this pandemic will impact future elections and the way that we vote, and perhaps this issue of being able to take time off to vote?
It's a big question. I think one thing that the pandemic has done is it's pushed a lot of states forward in time in creating alternative methods of voting, right? Making voting more accessible to people. Although some of those reforms have been temporary and short term, I do think that once states experience an election with easier voting and see how simple it can be, and once voters experience that, I think these policies are more likely to continue. So I think if anything, it's pushed us forward faster by creating an even more immediate need to easier access to voting.
That's Victoria Shineman, Assistant Professor of Political Science at the University of Pittsburgh. Victoria, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.